Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, October 4th, 2018. On this day in 1847, in Port Louis, the capital of Mauritius, the famous Bordeaux letter was sent. It contained both the blue and the red Mauritius stamps on the envelope and is one of the most expensive philatelic collector's items in the world. Berlin's population has increased again this year. Per the Berlin-Brandenburg Statistical Office on June 30th of this year, the capital city had 3,723,914 registered inhabitants. But growth of the city has slowed down. In the first half of 2018, around 12,000 new Berliners registered. Prior to that, there had been between 40,000 and 60,000 people per year each since 2011. Since the end of 2011, the capital has grown by 300,000 people. The increase in the population is mainly due to people with a foreign passport. The number of German residents has hardly changed for a long time and has stood at just under 3 million. At the same time, the number of Berliners with a foreign passport rose to around 725,000. 8 years ago, the figure was 460,000. So, almost every third Berliner, 1.24 million, or 33.4%, has a so-called migration background, for example, is either a foreigner or a descendant of immigrants. The largest group of immigrants are Turks at 179,000, or Berliners of Turkish origin. About 142,000 people have Arab roots. 137,000 Berliners come from the former Soviet Union. 115,000 people are from Poland or have Polish parents. And 83,000 men and women come from one of the former Yugoslavian states. Statistics also show that Berlin is young. The age group of 25 to 45-year-olds accounts for the largest share of the total population. At around 1,170,000, these people make up almost a third of all Berliners. Around 785,000 Berliners are between 45 and 60 years old, the second largest age group. Statistically, the population figures are never quite clear. There are unreported numbers of residents who are not registered because they live here illegally, are only in the city for a limited period of time, or have forgotten to re-register. On the other hand, people leave the city and do not unregister. The Office of Statistics regularly publishes two different figures with different sources. While the current figure comes from the residence register, a few weeks ago, somewhat lower figures were announced based on the population update of the last census. The Danish-Latvian low-cost airline Primera Air is insolvent, as they surprisingly announced on their internet platform. At the end of August, the small airline, which operated only 7 aircraft, announced that it would be offering long-haul flights from Tegel Airport to Boston, Toronto, and New York JFK starting next year. This would have closed the gaps in the flight schedule left by Air Berlin's departure. But that will not happen now, as on Monday, the last flight of Primera Air took place. In an internal press release quoted by several media outlets, management cited, among other things, expensive damage and delayed deliveries of new planes as reasons for their insolvency. According to the report, one aircraft in the fleet was found to be suffering from severe rust, the removal of which would cost 10 million euros. Manufacturer Airbus did not comment on the accusation of delayed deliveries, however, as dates would only be communicated to customers. This is also bad news for the Berlin-Brandenburg Airport Company, FBB. It lost its third partner within 2 weeks after the charter companies Small Planet from Berlin and Azure Air from Russia also declared insolvency. And in the case of Primera Air, even before the company started flight operations in Berlin. Currently, many airlines are struggling with a shortage of modern aircraft that can be inexpensively maintained. Personnel is hard to come by, and high-growth Asian and Arab airlines are increasingly recruiting European pilots. Trade unions such as Verdi are also criticizing the conditions under which many airlines are looking for new cabin crew and technicians and finding them less and less often. The outdoor swimming pool season is finally over, and Berliners are now flocking to the indoor pools, 33 of which have opened already. Only 3 are closed for longer periods. The Schöneberg Hans Rosenthal Municipal Swimming Pool is currently being renovated and will not open until October 13th. The swimming hall in Buch will be closed for longer to improve insulation, and additionally, the sauna facility will be extended to include restrooms, and the bathing hall will have a smaller winter garden with a paddling pool. According to the Berliner Bädebetriebe, the reopening is planned for the winter of 2019-2020. The Holzmarktstrasse indoor swimming pool is also closed, but forever. According to the Bädebetriebe, the building is too badly damaged and can no longer be renovated. The open-air swimming pool season in Berlin started with a little delay due to renovation and preparation work in some swimming pools. Due to the long and sometimes very hot summer, however, the pools celebrated a record season and even extended their operations in some open-air pools. And lastly, while it isn't Berlin-specific, Germany's coalition government has reached a deal on several key immigration issues, including making it easier for non-EU citizens to work in the country, which we here at Berlin Briefing believe could be of particular interest to our listeners. This includes prospects for rejected asylum seekers, fewer restrictions, and easier travel entry to search for work. Please follow the link in our show notes for a complete explanation of the new and somewhat complex immigration laws. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on berradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.